episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to do like, and here you go. So
You know, sometimes I do. And then I was like, nah, she's an adult. She can introduce herself. But
dude,
maybe
I
was
do
wrong.
Anything today. I am Celia Behar. I cannot do anything today. That's what I'm going to start off.
This is going to be a great show.
No, you. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Because I have to take the kids to school like that early in the morning.
Right.
So we have to be up
to that schedule.
Oh my God. We have to be up to leave our house to get to school on time. Two different schools, blah, blah, blah. You know, 6:40 basically.
Oof.
We were a little late today, but I got them there on time. But I'm just tired and out of it. And then I came back before I had my first client and I went back to sleep for a little bit. Like, uh-huh. I was like, oh, I
have
to lie down.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah. And I don't usually ever do things like that because I'm like, once I'm up, I'm up. But I was like, no, I'm not up. I'm amazed that I made it to school and back. And then after my client, I got dressed and was in the middle of my yoga class. And I kept thinking, like, what in the hell is going on? Like, every time I move, my pants are basically, like, falling down. Like, they're just stretching the wrong way, my yoga pants.
Did you have them on backwards?
I did.
Oh, wow.
So my butt kept, like, basically falling out of my pants. And it's a Zoom class, so, like, God bless Jenny Brill that she wasn't like, Celia, put your butt back in your pants, because, like, 100% she could have done that.
Wow.
And it didn't even occur to me that's what was going on until I was in Warrior 2. And
you
I was,
just thought that somehow your body had really become strangely misshapen?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around it at all, because I was so tired. Like, I was like, I don't understand. I wear these pants all the time. Like, what the hell's going on? Did I lose weight in the wrong area? Like, what's happening here?
Right.
And then as I was in Warrior 2, all of a sudden it dawned on me and I completely, again, on camera, like pulled my pants away and like looked down. So if anyone was watching me, and sometimes she'll like be like, pin someone who knows what they're doing. God forbid someone was pinning me because it looked like I just had to look at my vagina all of a sudden. Like,
Maybe you did. Maybe there was an issue.
Right. Well, there was not.
There was an issue. Your fucking pants were on backwards.
And it was like all labeled. And then I kind of looked at, and I always wear crazy pants. Like I have crazy
pants. Are those the pants?
These are the pants. I'm still wearing them. I turned them around.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Did you eventually turn them around?
Oh, not during class. I did that after class. As I was like, yeah. No, I can't. I went through the whole class with them on back.
I would be so annoyed by that. Like that would, I would be like, oh my
anything.
God.
Then I would have been like uneven on sides. I was okay. What am I going to do? I'm going to run out of Zoom, take my pants off, put them back on. Oh my God. Wait.
Yeah, that's what?
I just, because I said, take my pants off and put them back on. Can you?
That's a scary lead in for a story.
It's about your kid and you the other night. You guys. First of all, we are actually going to have a topic, but let me just say that I had 5 fucking kids at my house on Friday night.
No, I love you, Celia.
2 of which are hers.
I had to go do a friend of mine's, my friend Ben Glebe was doing Your Late Show tonight, and I was his guest.
Which is awesome. So she's like, should I do it? I mean, I don't have to do it. I was like, drop them off and go.
Right.
Like,
but now I get the guilt. So anyway, moving forward, there were 5 kids.
There was 5 kids. 2 of them were hers, 2 were mine. And then I had Harper's friend Sarah over, who I love. I love all of them. It wasn't that big a deal other than they're all very loud.
Very loud. Yeah.
And so I ordered pizza. I fed them. I threw them outside. At one point, we locked them out before you left. I was like, I'm locking
the
door.
Stay outside.
Get out. And then I made them eat outside. I was like, bye. I didn't even give them plates, by the way, just so you know.
It's pizza. Who needs a plate?
Fuck you. And they were in the pool and they were fine.
Wait, it's pizza. Fuck you.
Fuck you. I mean, that should be a t-shirt, actually.
Right, exactly.
Fuck you. So they're outside. And by the way, watching the teenagers, it's like you almost feel like you need like a National Geographic like narrator behind it.
Oh, for sure.
Where they're like, and there are the teenagers. Right. The elusive one is sitting over there checking her phone. Watch as the other two talk to amongst themselves about whether or not one is mad at the other. And how will they engage? Because they don't all go to school together. Like,
was Zoe sitting by herself?
Yeah. So Zoe's by herself and the other two.
Well, because it is. And you know what? I was afraid of that because it's always hard.
Yep.
And there's like 2 that go to school and know each other. And then the third comes in.
Right. And also the 2 that go to school together, Harper and Sarah, are sophomores in high school.
Right.
And so I was in eighth grade. So there was a definite like hierarchy, but not really because they're still 2 teenage girls. So then they're all how do we engage her? Like, they're offering her leaves. Like, come over, you know? Like
small, shiny objects. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I can see them out my bedroom window, and they kept just kind of, they're all on their phones, and like, right. every so often they would like say something, and then you'd see Zoe like look up, be like, huh? Like nod, and then like back into right. the hole, like little groundhogs popping up.
Right.
By the end of the night, they were all best friends in the room. They're
oh my God, they were, yeah.
So loud, gossiping. Me, 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 right. me, you know, I was like, oh, some yeah. drama.
And then
thing.
I came and to.
Right. So then you
the next morning. Well, no, I came after
right.
the sleepover.
Right. So B slept over. Zoe went back with you. Sarah slept over. Jody's like in a rush.
Oh
she
God.
Comes
I'm
back
like,
to
we
get
gotta
B.
Go. I come back to get B the next morning.
To
I'm
go
like,
to a soccer well, game outside in
yeah,
the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It so I show chill. Up. I show up and the kids got like. Shorts on.
And I'm sorry.
Shorts.
And by the way, I gave her like every warning there
Dude,
was.
Dude, I know.
I was Sabrina. Like, I'm like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Like, I'm
this
counting
is in
down.
No way your fault. I've never, you know, and B knows this. She is the dawdling queen of all. Like, if that child can take so long to put on a pair of pants, because putting on a pair of pants involves reading something else and fiddling
well,
with something.
Sure, in her room. I could see that, but she was at my house.
It doesn't matter.
And the other three
she's
kids are
consistent.
In the living room.
Very consistent with her behavior.
So she's wearing shorts, and Jody's like, go put
I'm
on
like,
a pair
you gotta
of pants.
Go, you got to go put on a pair of pants, because it was kind of gray and misty,
yeah, yeah.
which was weird weather for summer. But I'm like, we're going to be outside at your sister's soccer scrimmage. Like, you've got to yeah. put on pants. I have. By the way, I have a never thought I'd say this
oh,
moment,
good.
Too.
Okay.
So you got to put on pants. Anyway, I send her off to go. Just she's got pants with her.
Yeah.
Just switching out.
The other three kids are in the kitchen with us.
Yeah, we're talking this.
So she doesn't have anyone else in there.
Right. Like minutes go by.
You drank an entire cup of
espresso. Yeah. Minutes. 5, 6, 7 minutes go by. And I'm like, is she still putting on pants?
Like, is she stuck in there?
Yeah. I was like, did you fall in? What happened? So I go in the hallway. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm getting dressed. I was like, how are you still getting dressed?
You guys.
And then I just did this thing where I like mimed putting on a pair of pants, but like really exaggerated.
She looked like Kermit the Frog putting on pants. Like that's
I
what I was.
I did. I like stuck my legs out in front of
they
me. They
were
the whole thing.
Wide.
I was like, you're one leg at a time.
Like, just pull them up.
Oh my God.
Like, it was so.
It was, yeah. It was ridiculous. Like
terrible.
Put on the pants.
Also, when she came in, when Jody came in, I just will totally own the fact that you came in and all the kids were eating cupcakes from the night before for breakfast. I said, I'm sorry, like, fuck it. I don't know why they're different than donuts.
It's
like,
they're not at all.
Fuck
they're
it.
They're not at all. It's just sugar.
It was all shit parenting on my part.
Look, they had fun. That's all that matters. They were fine. Eventually, B put on her pants and we left the house.
Which now, is not the same always for me, you know?
That you... Don't well, you know what? Speaking of putting on pants.
I showed up once at your house without pants on.
You did show up at my house without pants on, and apparently you still don't know how to put on pants.
I don't.
So yeah. Now I see why B was confused. Maybe something at your house, you're just
that's
like,
what
I
it
don't
is.
Know how to put on
right.
pants.
It's back it's backward
go?
Day all
Do
the time.
Do my arms go in the leg walls? Like you don't like one of those wacky, wavy, flailing, inflatable arm guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. So pants are a problem in your
yeah.
house.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. They are.
Oh, boy.
Pants are a problem in general. Pants are a problem.
Hashtag pants are a problem.
Pants are a problem.
Yep. You know what? I'll go with you
okay.
After this quarantine year. Pants are a problem.
They really are.
I know.
It's a
well,
lot of work.
You know what? We'll talk about what a problem pants are. No, we won't. We're
no.
done with that. But we are going to talk about
parenting fails.
Parenting fails. An epic birthday party fail. Not ours,
no.
surprisingly.
Yeah. We've got our own that we'll share, but geez, yes. this was huge.
Yeah,
one was big.
It was real big. Yeah, so after this break, we will tell you all about that story.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's Better, H-E-L-P. If there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, then you need to know about BetterHelp. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. BetterHelp provides access to a licensed professional therapist securely online, and it is so easy to use. Once you reach out, the experts at BetterHelp assess your needs Then they match you with a licensed professional therapist who you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. And one of the best things about BetterHelp is that you can log on to your account anytime to contact your therapist and you get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And that is pretty awesome because it means that you never, ever have to sit in a waiting room like you do with traditional therapy. BetterHelp's goal is facilitating great therapeutic matches, but if necessary, it's really easy to switch to someone who better suits your needs. And most importantly, it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy because they believe therapy should be accessible to all. BetterHelp also offers financial aid, which is really pretty amazing because pretty much nobody does that. So to get started, all you have to do is visit BetterHelp.com/say this. That's Better, H-E-L-P, to join over 2 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with help from an experienced professional. You deserve to live a happier, more fulfilled life starting today. So BetterHelp is offering a special for Never Thought I'd Say This listeners. Get 10% off of your first month at BetterHelp.com/say this. One more time, that's Better, HELP.com/say this.
And we are back to discuss a big parenting fail.
Wait, you had a never. Does it have to do with this or is it for later?
It's for later. It has nothing. It is apropos of nothing.
Oh, good. I have two of those.
Other than it means, I'll tell
okay.
you later.
Okay,
okay, well, yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Right. All right. So back to the big parenting fails.
Yeah. So
wait, Sabrina just held up to give us how many minutes it's been, but it was still at 5 because she forgot.
I was like,
to
oh my God,
it.
We've fallen into a time warp. We're in a black hole.
That was
time
very
isn't passing.
Doctor Who. There was right. definitely no. like a time That's, continuum thing.
I'm sure sometimes
there.
Our listeners feel like that. Yeah, like, yeah, just get to the fucking true. Point. Speaking of getting to the point, here we are.
Uh-huh.
So you know what they say about hell and good intentions,
oh,
right?
You
just
guys.
Paved so many good intentions, tripping over them, right?
Oh,
on
yeah.
On the way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one Oklahoma mom decided to think outside the box when planning a birthday party for her daughter. And I can guarantee that none of our listeners will ever guess the theme that this Oklahoma mom went with.
Agreed.
Because I don't know that there's ever been a party with this theme. You know what? Maybe there has. I'm sure there has. But yeah, instead of going with normal, boring themes, Brett McPherson decided to go for an unexpected twist when planning her daughter Blaney Mae's 6th birthday party. And it was, wait for it,
Bigfoot. What?
Fucking Bigfoot.
But like, what? What the
well,
fuck?
Okay, well, hold please, because there is
why?
A, there's a, well, I'm going to tell you why. There's a tie-in here.
Yeah.
McPherson chose this theme as a head nod to local lore in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, where they are, where Bigfoot is huge.
But like, does
not
the
just,
6-year-old know
Bigfoot.
That? And is the 6-year-old like obsessed with Bigfoot like you would be obsessed with a Cabbage Patch Kid or a Monster
a
High doll or
patch
kid. You know
is
what I mean?
Is it 1984?
Dude,
what
yeah,
are you
it is.
About?
In my brain, it is. And my pants are on backwards. Like also.
Wow.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, is that a thing? Is she like collecting Bigfoot?
I mean, maybe.
No,
you know,
she
kids
wasn't.
Get into weird stuff. But here's my first thought about all this is that I didn't know that Bigfoot was big anywhere else. Well, Bigfoot's always big.
But I'm bumching.
That's what she said. Mm. Okay, so you know what they say about big feet. I always thought Bigfoot was strictly like a Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I always think
Oregon
yeah.
Washington
yeah, yeah.
thing.
Right.
What the fuck is Bigfoot doing in Broken Bow, Oklahoma?
I mean,
how could he travel?
I don't know.
That far.
Are there more than one? Maybe there's more than one Bigfoot. We should have asked John Lithgow. He would know. Right? He's the expert, Harry and the Hendersons.
I'm not going to lie. I fucking loved that movie.
So do
I.
I still love that movie.
And I actually knew the guy that that was in the Bigfoot suit. His name was Brian.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I actually know John Lithgow. You know, there's that.
Well, look at you. Yeah, hold on. Let me just pick up this name off
just
the floor.
Just saying. You dropped the Bigfoot reference. I'm just.
What do you mean I dropped the Bigfoot reference?
You knew the guy in the suit.
It's not like I knew Bigfoot.
No, you knew that. Well, you did kind of. You played Bigfoot.
Anyway. here we are again. Our listeners are going, get to the fucking point.
The point is that this, you know, was a child's birthday party that I don't understand. Jody doesn't understand.
I don't understand. But here's, guess what? I have details.
Okay.
About
give them to hit me with
Broken Bow,
them.
Oklahoma. Okay. Apparently, thousands of tourists descend onto Broken Bow each year because the mythic Sasquatch is said to reside in the forests of the Kiyomichi Mountains.
Ooh, if you got that right, somebody.
We have Oklahoma.
Oh, good. We have Oklahoma listeners.
My dad's from Oklahoma.
My boyfriend's from Oklahoma.
Okay. So, the Kiyomichi Mountains, apparently, there's a Sasquatch there. And among the tall trees in a remote area north of Broken Bow, plenty of residents and visitors have caught glances of Bigfoot.
No, they haven't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, you haven't.
You are such a fucking party pooper.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know. Was I the party pooper at this party?
Well,
I don't think I was.
Okay. This year, here's an even wilder thing. This year, because, you know, nothing else is going on in the fucking world.
Sure.
Oklahoma State Rep Justin Humphrey, a Republican from Lane, even proposed a new controversial bill to allow capturing of the mythical creature, a.k.a. Sasquatch Quest, with a $2.1 million bounty for proof of the hairy mountain dweller.
Well, that's good. I don't think Oklahoma needs that money for anything else. You know. I'm not sure. I am going there next week, but
guess what? The bill didn't become a law.
Shocking.
But Humphrey says it did what it was intended to do, which was promote interest in tourism in his heavily wooded district in southeast Oklahoma that reportedly boasts the ninth most sightings in the world of the Sasquatch, Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And now Bigfoot hunters have to purchase a permit to go Sasquatch hunting.
Wow.
So since you don't believe in the Sasquatch, basically, I don't know if I do. I don't know what the hell.
I'm pretty sure
I
dated the Sasquatch at one point.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I know you do.
You might have.
I do. Pacific Northwest, though.
Oh, yeah.
Version.
He's the, second most cited Sasquatch.
To be fair, he's probably just really high and wandering around the woods. That's more of the, you know, type of person I date that looks like a Sasquatch. But
and
that could also be...
Back to the point.
Well,
so,
again, it's Oklahoma. What do you do in Oklahoma? You just go out in the woods.
Sasquatch, but now you have to buy a permit to go hunting a potentially mythical creature.
Okay, but what if you think that you know, what if you saw a person, what if it was, you see the person that I dated who does really honest to God look like a Sasquatch in a lot of ways, but the Oklahoma version of that.
Right.
And you've got a permit and you're like, there's a Sasquatch, and you kill that person by accident because they have the unfortunate coincidence of looking like
a Sasquatch. What? I heard that was the whole Dick Cheney incident, actually, is that the person just looked like a Sasquatch and he was hunting. And it was a big oops.
Oopsie.
Yeah, oops. Right. I didn't mean to do that.
Right.
So anyway, back to the party because
something has to happen in this
Bigfoot
fucking
party, okay?
Podcast.
Uh-huh. Now, because this mom is an overachiever and wanted to, you know, win an A on the Pinterest board, she hired a birthday party character actor to come as Bigfoot.
You guys, I've seen this video.
And I promise I don't know those people.
No.
Okay? I don't know those Bigfoots. I claim no association with those other Bigfoots that showed up at a six-year-old birthday party to traumatize people. She said this is what she said. She really wanted to throw a one-of-a-kind Pinterest birthday party for Blaney May.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I feel like they had at that Go-Go Juice? Remember fucking, what's her name?
What? What's Go-Go Juice? What?
Is it Toddlers and Tiaras?
Oh.
And the one drank Go-Go Juice, which was like Mountain Dew and fucking Red
and
Bull
was like
or something.
Total spaz.
Right. Why does it feel like this might have been a drink served at this
it's
party?
It's possible.
Anyway, hired a Bigfoot impersonator and I didn't even know that was a fucking thing, but apparently in Broken Bow, You know, what? I'd be worried, like you said, about getting hunted.
Yeah.
I'm not going to impersonate one. Might be walking through my front yard and just get shot.
Seriously. I mean, that this impersonator is lucky that that didn't happen.
So, okay. So they had the character staged to show its presence outside a window.
The video is the funniest thing I've ever seen, though. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched the video.
Oh, my God. You guys. The Bigfoot comes and knocks on the window.
Oh, my God.
All the kids turn around. There's, like, multiple cameras, like, do it. So you get it from different views. And the screaming and the crying.
Oh, wait. Happens. Here. Hold on. Sabrina's going to show it right now.
Wait, and the Bigfoot has balloons and is in a tutu, if I remember correctly.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. Bigfoot's a girl. She's in a tutu. Oh, you can hear it.
Oh, my God.
You can hear it.
Oh, my God.
You guys. Crying. I'm going to tell. Never expected this reaction, she said. Okay. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You guys. It's like mass chaos. Parents are running to their kids and picking them up and holding them. There's a golden retriever that's like clearly out of his mind upset because all these kids are crying and doesn't know how to protect him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, tutu.
It's a Bigfoot. Very long-haired Bigfoot in a tutu.
In a tutu with a blue tutu.
They finally calmed all the children down, apparently, and got a picture of it. Uh-huh. Lovely. Beautiful home, by the way.
Ooh. Oh, it's on again. It's traumatizing me now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. You guys, it's literally just screaming, terrified children.
Yep. And by the way, all the parents in the video are pretty much laughing like we were. Which makes me love every single one of them. Because it's like, it wasn't even like the mom was like embarrassed and was like, oh shit, I really fucked up and I can't ever show anyone this. What? She was like,
mom, I rescind my statement about the go-go juice. It was not that kind of party. This actually may have been a party that's sort of our people. Where,
I know.
Where I think almost that reaction, I mean, they said they didn't expect it, but. Maybe they did. Well, maybe they were like,
they definitely weren't. She wasn't upset about it.
No.
For someone who wanted a Pinterest party and you want everything to go perfect, when it went downhill, you see her, like, she's laughing. Like, all the parents are like going and getting their kids, and everyone's kind of cracking up. The kids aren't, but the parents are.
I mean, we're fucking talking about it, right?
Dude, I would be laughing.
Viral on Instagram. Oh my God. Oh my God. And she, McPherson told 2 News Oklahoma, we just thought, I mean, she came with balloons and a bow and a tutu. So I thought, oh, this will be cute and fun.
It was cute and fun for us to watch.
But
that's for sure.
She was very wrong.
Very wrong.
Oh man.
Yeah. It was really funny. It was funny.
That was. That we have to share that on our Instagram.
Yeah,
let's make sure that we share that on our Instagram.
Because it's too good.
Oh, those poor children. And here's the best part. Like that I like to think about is that at some point in those children's futures, they're gonna be like, dude.
This is what my mom did.
My mom had a party, and she hired a Bigfoot impersonator. But wait. It was in a tutu. And all the kids were screaming. I mean, that is a trauma, but it makes for an excellent story. If one of those kids doesn't become a stand-up comedian from that trauma,
seriously.
I don't know what to think. You know, one of the best time savers in my life is HelloFresh. I mean, especially this time of year, right? Because fall is always super busy for me and for the kids. There's homecoming and Halloween and, starting of holidays and like decorating, just so much. And thankfully, HelloFresh recipes save me time. I'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, and chopping. I hate that. So I can actually get back to what matters, which is my family.
Right. Plus, HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. And, I need some drama-free something in my life.
Right. I mean, with teenagers, I'll take a drama-free dinner whenever I can get it. And that is why we choose HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets us skip trips to the grocery store while making home cooking easy, fun, and most importantly, affordable, which is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Yeah, and with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. The recipes are easy to follow and quick to make with steps and pictures to guide you all along the way.
Plus, there's something for everyone to enjoy. With all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. And I have to say, I don't think I've ever had a meal from HelloFresh that I've been like, meh.
Oh, then, they're all like, awesome.
They're so good. Yeah. My kids love them.
See, my kids make them.
Yeah. You've told me that. Uh-huh. Harper was actually making it on her own. And like, it's so simple. It's so easy. It's so great to just follow the instructions. Like, your older kids can help. They can even do it. And my kids, they're not picky eaters, but they're not like, there's, you know, there's only like a handful of things that they'll always eat. And so far, HelloFresh, they always clear the plate.
Oh, mine too. There's never really any leftovers. We eat it all.
Yeah. Now, all you have to do to make meal planning easy again is go to HelloFresh.com/SayThis14 and use code SayThis14 for up to 14 free meals. And that includes free shipping. It's just that simple. For up to 14 free meals and free shipping, go to HelloFresh.com/SayThis14 and use the code SayThis14 to start your journey with America's number one meal kit.
You won't be disappointed. Do you have, I mean, we both have parenting fails to share, but also it occurred to me, like, did you ever have a birthday party when you were a kid, yours, not, or even I guess a friend's, that you remember, like, you were traumatized by, or at least you were like, that wasn't how that was supposed to go?
No, because my mom planned my birthday parties, and my mom is the ultimate planner. I mean, literally, she was a wedding planner at one point.
Wow.
When I was, like, in high school. My mom is your total Virgo organized party planner. The plates match the napkins with the cutlery, and there are performers.
I've been to Thanksgiving. This shouldn't really surprise me.
Yeah, this shouldn't surprise you.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
Imagine Thanksgiving and how it's like.
Yes, everything's timed and matched, and yes.
Right. And I was really fortunate. My mom always threw me really great birthday parties. Even my 16th birthday party that she didn't want to throw me because I was being a real asshole, but she was like, I already put the deposit down for this stupid boat for, like, it was my sweet 16, and they had, like, those party boats that go around Balboa Island down in, you know, Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway,
we'll just leave it at that.
We're not going to talk about it. But they have, like, these little party boats that go around Balboa Island in the canal. And it was my 16th birthday, so my mom was like, okay, do a big thing. Well, I was being an idiot. I was just...
No.
I know.
Janice, I can't imagine. That's weird.
She's listening right now. I know. Have no idea. And she wanted to cancel my birthday.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not having this birthday. But she was like, God damn it, dude, the refund is non-refundable.
Yeah.
Or the deposit is non-refundable.
Yeah, I would have done it too for that exact reason.
So, and then, of course, my friends get on the boat and are like smoking pot upstairs. And
oh! She crashes.
But like in an enclosed space, I'm like, you guys.
Morons.
Oh my God.
They're so stupid.
And they're stuck on the boat, you know. And so is my mom and me. And I was like, oh. But overall, it was a great party.
Well, it's not her fault that you guys were dicks.
No. Oh, no. It was never my mom's fault that I was a dick. But yeah, I was really fortunate. I had wonderful birthday parties. I mean, I'm sure that there was like a weird magician in there at some point, but nothing traumatizing enough that I can remember. Although I will tell you, I once had...
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I can't remember.
Uh-oh. What? Oh, my... Why? What? I'm scared. Well, she's already laughing at her own story, which always terrifies me a little bit. Did you do it to the kids?
No, I have what? Listen, I was really into Where's Waldo.
What? Like most people are into the Beatles and you're into Where's Waldo?
I was really into Where's Waldo.
Did you dress like Where's Waldo?
We had a Where's Waldo birthday party at our, I had a cabin in the mountains and we went
there. Sounds like a horror story.
And it was like me and a bunch of friends, my parents took up there and we had a Where's Waldo themed birthday party.
You all dressed like Waldo.
No.
What the fuck is a Where's Waldo theme party?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. This is how big Where's Waldo was at the time. There were plates. There were napkins. There were party supplies. And my mom found a little Where's Waldo, and she would hide it around the house. That was one of the games.
I can't believe you're telling this out loud to people.
One of the games was like, we had a bunch of Where's Waldo books, I think, and we had to like open them, and whoever found them first. It was like pin the hat on Waldo.
The lamest party I've ever heard about in my entire life. In my entire life. Did Waldo come out around the side of that knock on the door with a tutu on?
No, unfortunately, he didn't.
What the hell? Who's it really into Where's Waldo to the point that you have a fucking Where's Waldo birthday party?
I don't know.
Where's Waldo is the book you read in the doctor's office to like pass the time.
I'm going to say now, looking back on it, it's an odd choice.
Now you think it's an odd choice? It was always an odd choice.
Well, you know what? Fuck you. I had a great weekend. My mom planned an excellent party.
I don't doubt it. And God damn it, that must have been hard.
She did. It was wonderful.
Wait, so was the cake actually
like
Waldo?
Or what?
Did you have to find Waldo in the cake?
No, Waldo was on it. We found him. He was large and on the cake.
Oh my God. I know. From now on your birthday, I'm going to find a way to get you something from fucking Where's Waldo. And I can't even. That is the lamest thing I've ever heard. It's one of the only times, because usually when people are like, what's it like to be friends with Jody? I'm like, she's very cool. She's always.
Oh my God, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You are. Even when you're a dork, you're in a cool way. Like, she watches murder shit like I do, blah, 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 you know. No, this time is the only time in my life that I'm like, oh, this is actually why we're friends. Like, you actually deep down are as lame as me.
I love boys hat, okay? Oh, so not, fuck I mean, you. Certainly. If you're going to make fun of Where's Waldo, at least I didn't wear an I love boys hat.
I did not have an I love boys hat party. It was not like everyone had to show up like
that.
No,
but you wore it in public.
I know, with the naff jumper.
At least I just kept me and my Where's Waldoing with like four or five friends indoors in a cabin. You wore that shit out in public and were like, yeah, boys, what's up?
Yeah. On top of my Isra, which by the way is probably where Waldo was. stuck someplace
in your hair.
In my hair. We just couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I don't remember any traumatizing birthdays that happened on my, like to me personally.
Right.
I also was a summer birthday person. So like
that kind of always sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Cause I was like in camp and actually most of the time it was between sessions. So like I didn't have, you know.
Right. B's birthday's right at the end of summer, which is always weird because it's like right back to school.
Right. Lulu's was the day before school, so it's always like fun. My birthdays were always kind of lame, and historically I don't really like my birthdays.
You're talking about your birthdays were lame, and now all of a sudden you're laughing at my fucking
Where's Waldo. Again, I didn't have a Where's Waldo party. I just kind of didn't have party. I never had a sweet 16. I didn't have a bat mitzvah. Like, that was just not set. My older sister did. And speaking of which, my older sister, my mom put my older sister in charge of one of Julie's birthday parties, which I will never forget. And we used to have them in our basement, this big basement that we had, but it was like had serious like orange and black 70s carpet, you know, like shag gross carpet.
Yeah.
It was bad. And it was really dark down there, but obviously she like didn't want to clean up the house and deal with it, which I understand. Side note, my sister and I, Julie and I, when we were like really lazy and little and would play in the basement, we'd pee in the corners of that basement. I'm not going to lie. We did. We would 100% pee in that basement. My mom would be like, it smells like pee down here. I'd be like, cats, dogs, we don't
and
know.
And I'm the weird one for Where's Waldo. At least I pissed where I was supposed to.
Always.
Jesus,
you have.
What are you,
always.
Feral cat?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you
we
know.
Were feral kids. I mean, honestly, we were pretty feral. My mom.
And back to the point.
Right. So my mom put Lori in charge of doing some stuff for my sister's birthday. My sister, Julie, was obsessed with, as you know now, blue bunnies. I think because her birthday falls right around Easter. So there was always a lot of, you know, stuffed animal bunnies in the store. And we all had been given little stuffed animals when she was bunnies when she was born. Mine was Sucky. That's what I named it. It was green.
I remember.
And then Julie's was blue. So like to this day around Julie's birthday, I send her kids and mine blue bunnies. That's what I do in honor of her. And I used to send them to her most years of her birthday as well. So my mom put my sister in charge. My older sister decided, oh, we're going to give her a blue bunny themed party. And she and her friend Alana dressed up as blue bunnies on roller skates. Some kids cried. Also, it was in the basement. So
with the shag carpeting, how do you get roller skates?
Well, exactly. So each one of them wiped out at different points. And they didn't think to put their skates on downstairs. So they like sort of shimmied down the steps in the skates. Luckily, no one fell down. But the best part was that my sister had started baking. Lori had started baking at that point. And my mom had been like, oh, why don't you make her a cake? You're a really good baker.
Why do I feel I hear stairs. I hear roller skates. I hear shag carpet. And I hear baking a cake.
Well, you're going to hear vomit next.
Oh.
My sister. Well,
wasn't that took a left?
Yeah. My sister decided, asked Julie, like, well, what are your favorite things to eat and drink? And what are your favorite flavors kind of thing? And my.
Is it like banana and cherry?
She
something?
Was like, I don't know. I love orange juice and oranges. My sister tried to make an orange cake for her, but also put milk in it. You cannot do the two things at once. It actually curdles. But she didn't know that because she's 8
right,
years old.
Right, the acid will curdle the milk.
Yeah. So the cake was goddamn awful. Kids ate it, and at least two, as they were getting into their car, vomited in my driveway.
Well, you right know, they should have the just car. Puked in the corner where you and your sister had peed because, you know, why not?
Well, they didn't because clearly we had marked that as our territory. So obviously they knew not to go over there. Yeah.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
And I never forgot that party.
How? Who could?
It was gross.
How old was she turning?
Feel like she might have been
17.
I think she was like 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I was picturing an older kid and we started.
No, she was she was like 5 and Lori Lori was 13 about, and also Lori used to do these like she'd braid and she used to make those barrettes that had like the lanyard wrapped around it, you know, And I remember that was like the giveaway is that she like braided all the kids' hairs and like put the things in there. And then she tried to do mine. And of course, like the lanyard got all wrapped up in my Isro and like was stuck. And my mom ended up having to cut it out with scissors because
your hair, like my hair was a fucking nightmare. Attacked. Oops.
Yep. My hair attacked.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was probably the traumatizing part of the birthday. I just remember thinking, I'm so glad this isn't my birthday and my friends aren't vomiting before they get into the car, but sorry, Julie. Like,
wow.
Yep. I remember that. And that's a parenting fail. I mean, I understand my mom wanted to like let Lori be involved. They were 8 years apart. So I think it was like,
never let a 13-year-old plan a birthday party.
Certainly
ever.
Don't let them bake a cake without checking to see what the fuck they're making.
Well, you know, again, it's like be making the cupcakes individually each thing. Like, you know, sometimes it's the things they don't know.
Yes, but Mescal caught that. My mom did not catch the curdling of the cake. Like, that's a problem a little bit.
But see, she obviously didn't use a recipe.
No.
You can't freeform baking. Baking is like science. It's
exactly
exact.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was bad. I think what she did was like find a white cake recipe
and then added the orange. No.
It was all very bad. And you could have done that if it was like orange extract, but she used actual orange juice.
Right.
Like I can taste it in my mouth still.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah. Like I remember that. You know what? Sometimes
please
you like.
Please don't vomit in the corner of my room.
I would pee in the corner of your room. Get it right.
You know what?
This isn't my house. I'm not going to mark it. I just pee all over my own house.
The dog would definitely not like that.
Neither would my cats if I did it in my house, by the way.
Hey, how about just don't pee inside? How about that? Well, I mean inside, but like in the
I was like, where do you want me to pee then? It's just always, I don't want to pee in the pool. God. You know, people do. My kids probably do. Kids are gross.
Who doesn't pee in the pool?
Ew, do you?
Not currently, but like... I mean, when you're a kid, of course you do.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
Until somebody tells you that, like, there's that dye, they have that dye and it's going to turn purple. And you're like, oh my God. Yeah. Right.
Yep, that happens. I never did a Bigfoot thing, clearly. I was okay, I guess. Birthday party fails anyway. I can't remember one that I, like, failed my kid over, I don't think. I feel like birthday parties, we've talked about it. Neither of us really like to throw birthday parties. I find them very stressful. They're very people-y. We've talked about this.
Right.
But I have certainly had fails. I have a parenting fail.
Can I share my never with
yes,
you?
Yes. Okay. Please.
So I walk into the bathroom yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and there's a magic eight ball on the bathtub.
The game.
Yes. And what I said was...
to be clear.
Well, hold this. We're going to tie that in real quick. I said, why is there an eight ball in the bathroom?
uh-huh.
And then I was like, wow, 20 years ago, that meant something very, very different. and I wrote it down. I started laughing, and my kids were like, "Why are you laughing?" I was like, "It's you don't understand," and I'm really glad.
Wow.
Yeah. There was, but also still back to the original question: why was there a magic eight ball in the bathroom? Who's magic eight balling it on the bath in the bathroom?
Okay, I had to say to Lulu,
should I brush my teeth? Probably not.
I'm out. Yeah. Should I actually clean up after myself? Definitely no.
Right.
Well, I had a moment that I had to say some things that also would have probably meant something different 20 years ago, which was to Lulu, I had to say, by the way, like back to back, I had to say, stop tonguing your pickle. Yeah. And then 5 seconds later, I said, stop sticking your tongue down your pickle's throat. Because.
Wait, I didn't know pickles had throats.
Well, I didn't either. She bit into this pickle. She goes, look, the pickle's hollow. It wasn't, but you know, the way she bit it, it was these huge pickles I had gotten.
And so she was
sitting there with this pickle and she's just sticking her tongue. She's like, look what I can do. And she just kept doing it. And of course, Harper's like dead dying on the floor. Right. And then I said that, it's throat. I couldn't really tell you other than she wouldn't stop it.
Your choices at that point, the throat was probably your best option.
Also, P.S. Yeah, exactly.
And throat was definitely your best option.
And P.S., that pickle that she did not finish is still in my fucking fridge 2 weeks later in a plastic baggie, hollow, because she's insisting that she's going to eat that pickle, even though I was like, just throw the pickle out. And she was like, no, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. And every day I've opened it. But she's also gone to go get another fucking pickle out of the jar. I'm like, don't you touch those pickles. You said you were going to eat the pickle that you're tonguing. Like, go eat that pickle. You made out with it. Like, you should. It's your pickle. You've marked that pickle. That's yours. You've imprinted on that pickle. That's pickle imprintation. I don't know.
What? Pickle imprintation?
You don't know.
What are you talking about? You've
clearly not seen the Twilight movies. Clearly.
Wait.
Not pickles, imprinting.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't seen the Twilight movies.
That's for the
best.
I'm
very glad. I'm not particularly a fan of pickles, and I really don't want to have some sort of pickle Twilight crossover.
Oh,
although,
but there, the
if,
pickle
if there was
crossover,
a pickle Twilight crossover,
you'd watch it.
It would be on this show.
Also, I'm sorry, but
potentially the name of the episode, the pickle Twilight crossover.
Listen, if they remade Twilight just using pickles.
Why are we going to remake it? They just made it 5 fucking years ago, wasn't it?
No, it was like 15 years ago.
Oh, God.
And if they made a Twilight, like just all with pretend, like people holding pickles and acting it out, and they made the pickles sparkly because all the vampires are sparkly, in case you did not know that, because vampires are sparkly. Right. I would watch that Twilight. I would watch Twilight all over again if it was completely remade in fucking pickles. If there was actually a Twilight pickle crossover,
pickle
I'd be
puppetry,
down.
Twilight, the pickle puppetry show.
Yeah, kind of like puppetry of the penis, but right. It'd be puppetry of the pickle.
You know,
I'd be into
oddly
that.
Enough, that's like the second time in 4 days that puppetry of the penis has been mentioned. And I don't know why it's coming up so often in my life.
My friend Sam Worth would sometimes demonstrate what he felt that would be.
My friend Chris Bowers opened for puppetry of the penis in Vegas once.
Amazing.
And that was, it was pretty awesome.
I mean, wait, do you have a parenting fail to match anything Bigfoot wise? I feel like we aired her, you know, fail. We should tell one of our own.
Look, I told my Waldo story, and apparently that's
a fail on just you as a human.
Well,
that's not
fail. My kids' birthday parties.
Not even a party. Just something that you're like, you had good intentions or, you know, anything that you're like, oh, this will be fine. And then you're like, oh, this was not fine.
Oh my God. I don't know. I can't think of one right now, but I mean.
I have a good one. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Well, actually, yeah. I'm wearing the merch that actually supports it too.
Okay, yes. My favorite murder.
My favorite murder. So, you know, when your kids are at an age where you're like, they're not paying attention to what I do, say, whatever. Like, they're involved in their own world and you give them an iPad or whatever.
Right.
You have a break.
You think they're not listening.
Right. They're not listening.
They're always listening.
I know they are.
They're listening when we don't want them to, but they're not when we do.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I had Lulu in the car one day. I was driving her to school and she was involved, I thought, with other things and not really listening. And I had on My Favorite Murder low, you know, and also like speaker just on my, you know, front seat. And she was totally like doing something else. I think maybe even having a conversation with Harper. Harper definitely wasn't listening. But apparently Lulu was. But I didn't know that. And she didn't say anything about it. But late that night, which she got in bed, you know, and then about 20 minutes later comes out And by the way, the fact that I was like letting them have this whole conversation, I'm listening to my own thing. I'm like, I'm the coolest mom right now. Like, we're taking this ride. They don't care. And they're playing. And look, I'm laid back. I don't care.
Look
that
at how this is. Look how great I'm doing.
This is awesome. And like, I never let them, you know, say grown up words in the backseat. And I hear them, but I don't care. They're just having a good time. I thought I was being cool. That kid was doing two things at once. She was dropping the word shit and thinking she was hilarious. And also listening to a murder podcast. But I didn't know that. And so she shows up in my room looking much like Newt from Aliens.
Right.
You know, holding a doll. Her hair's like a mess. And she's just sobbing. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I just keep wondering what happened to the little girl that they took. And then the person, he tied her up and he raped her.
Oh,
and then they found.
Geez.
And she proceeds to tell me all of my favorite murder story that she heard. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, but also was kind of laughing. And then had the moment, of course, of like, as I'm patting her, and I'm like, can I sleep with you? Because
yes, of course.
And then she gets in bed and, you know, we're lying there and looking at each other and I'm holding her hand. And then all of a sudden it dawns on me and I just go, hey, Lulu, I'm really sorry that you got freaked out by the podcast. But also, did you tell anyone at school what you heard? So I'm prepared for your teacher. She's like, oh, yeah, my teacher. Yeah. And I did get the email the next morning being like, Lulu was a little off and was talking about some things that I'm not really sure what was going on or what she saw, but maybe you should talk to her older sister about it. And I wrote back, that is exactly right. I used their network even. That is exactly right. It was her older sister. Thank you so much for letting me know that this happened.
Oh my God.
I felt like I was such a dick. Yep. Yep. Yes.
Womp, womp.
It was not good. And then that was the end of me being, you know, fun, cool parent in the car and letting them talk amongst themselves because clearly they're listening to me.
Right.
Well, what I'm listening to.
Oh, man.
I know. By the way, she's a huge fan of My Favorite Murder now. And every so often she'll be like, Mom, can we listen to an episode of My Favorite Murder? I'm like, no.
No.
Because you're 10. And I've clearly damaged you forever. Right. Like, I'm,
no.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you can't.
No.
Oh yep. My, wow.
That was mine.
I am, I'm impressed by that fail because
it was pretty bad.
It led to teacher email and that's like the ultimate parent fail.
Yeah.
When the teacher emails you like, hey,
yeah.
Something you did fucked up your kid.
I've had a few.
No.
Yeah. I've had a few. I told you that there was a time when Harper's homework, I was away.
Yes. And yeah.
Yeah. And Harper turned in her spelling words without Jesse, my ex, checking them. And there were several things. And at the last two lines were, I'm not a spoiled kid. Spoiled was the spelling word.
Right.
And the next one was, I do not take a joint every day. Joint was the spelling word. And yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I just remember looking at it being like, oh, fuck, that's what the hell. And I remember saying to Jesse, I'm like, did you check her spelling words? He was like, yeah. And I was like, did you really? And he was like, no. And I said, he's like, how did you know that? And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have let this slide. But the best part about it was that the teacher clearly hadn't read them because she just wrote, you know, great work.
She just wanted to see if the word was in there. She didn't, whatever.
Exactly. And, it, you know, they obviously didn't mean joint way.
Right.
Well, and I told Harper, I'm like, you're going to get me arrested.
She could have put like, I smoked two joints in the morning.
Well, what I posted it online. I said, listen, she really isn't a spoiled kid. She doesn't take a joint every day. Like, great. Like, she's not spoiled. By the way, she got that from a Casey Mulgrave song, Follow Your Arrow. That's what it is. In the chorus, it wasn't because I was talking about joints or smoking joints in front of my kid. It's got a line in it where it was like, and smoke a joint or don't. And follow your arrow wherever it points. That's what the chorus is in this country song.
Okay.
So she had listened to that country song.
Oh, so she was like, I don't.
Yes. And so she, I don't take a joint, not every day. She didn't say she never does. She was just, Harper said, not every day.
And there's another parenting fail. Boy. Well, if you would like to send us your parenting fails. We love to hear them. Please email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. If you want to come find us on Instagram, where we like to publicly post photos of some of our parenting fails, our what the fuck moments, clips from the show, and our YouTube channel, make sure you follow at Never Thought I'd Say This on Facebook, Facebook and Instagram, and make sure you check out and subscribe to our new YouTube channel, which is, of course, under Never Thought I'd Say This.
We also have a TikTok channel.
We do have a TikTok.
Is that what you call it? Channel?
Oh, I don't know. Account. We also have a TikTok. At Never Thought I'd Say This, and we do fun remixes and all kinds of stuff on there. Mm-hmm. And you can find me at Jody Sweeten on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at The Celia Behar on Instagram and Twitter. Also, if you know Brett McPherson or you are Brett McPherson, please follow us and send us a message, because we're pretty sure you are our people. We approve of this Bigfoot message.
Yes. Sealed with a foot stamp of approval. Well,
have a Sasquatchian day.
What?
I don't know.
Have a Sasquatchian day?
Yeah. It's a big thing.
Okay. You know what? Fuck it. I'm rolling with it.
All right, good.
I'll roll with it.
All right.
Well, in that case, it's time for us to go. Okay. So remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or Bigfoot.
I'd Say This with Jody Sweeten and Celia Behar is an Audioboom original.